White House, bureaucrats opposing Trump's purge undermine democracy. By Wendell Hasebo on February 19, 2025. The unconstrained and unelected administrative state is anti-democratic. Alex Pfeiffer, White House Principal Deputy Communications Director, contended Wednesday. The establishment media are on the warpath to frame President Donald Trump's vow to purge the deep state of rogue and corrupt actors as a threat to democracy. Axios's Jim VandeHei and Mike Allen published an article on Wednesday claiming Trump's second term has been authentically unprecedented in totality and try to insinuate he is shattering laws rather than shattering expectations. Watch, Yuan. Protesters rally near the Capitol to protest King Trump. Their article goes in hand with a media narrative spun last week by The New York Times, CNN, The Washington Post, and Politico that tried to portray Trump as creating a constitutional crisis, which some Democrats then used to call for impeachments of Trump and Elon Musk. In support of the narrative, VandeHei and Allen cited a list of Trump actions that Democrats claim are illegal or immoral. Those include dismantling the USAID and the Consumer Financial Protection, firing federal watchdogs, freezing trillions of dollars in federal grants and loans, targeting at least 20,000 federal jobs, signing an executive order to rein in independent agencies, empowering Elon Musk, and allowing Justice Department lawyers to quit. The White House pushed back against the media's framing of Trump's actions. Everything Trump is doing is democratic. In fact, the most democratic thing possible. President Trump won the election, made promises in the election and is enacting those promises, Pfeiffer told Axios. President Trump is restoring control to the people, swiftly enacting what was voted on, Pfeiffer added. And that is as democratic as it gets. Elon is a White House employee, Pfeiffer continued. He and political appointees act on behalf of the president to do the things voters voted for. Letting bureaucrats run everything is the opposite of democracy. Watch, Isabel Brown. We are no longer relying on mainstream media to break the news. Musk also pushed back against the media's claim that Trump is a threat to democracy and accused the media and Democrats of gaslighting. When these attacks occur, the thing that they're accusing the administration of is what they are guilty of, Musk told Fox News. They're saying that things are being done are unconstitutional. But what they are doing is unconstitutional. They are guilty of the crime of which they accuse us. The term deep state or administrative state describes the phenomenon of unaccountable and unelected administrative agency personnel, including the national security apparatus, exercising power to create and enforce their own rules. The administrative state uses its rulemaking ability to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a so-called fourth branch of government not formed by the Constitution. Many unelected bureaucrats within the administrative state also use their position to inflict their own agenda on citizens. For instance, after the laptop from hell story broke in 2020, 51 intelligence officials signed a letter that insinuated Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Politico peddled the letter under the title Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. The 51 signatories seemingly knew the Politico story was false at the time because the FBI had the laptop that Hunter abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop. Former President Joe Biden cited the story during a 2020 presidential debate with Trump to discredit the laptop's contents. The story was allegedly planted by former Secretary of State Antony Blinken for Biden to use during the event. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.